heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Well, I guess I'm going to die alone, but I think I knew it all along. Don't worry, I don't blame you. What's a person supposed to do? I mean, we're all just animals. All we know is what we see and smell. Like to think our shit don't stink, but we're not as far along as we like to think. And I guess I'm going to die. I guess I'm going to die. Well, I guess I'm going to die alone. You can blame it on biology, and you can blame it on chemistry, and you can blame it on natural selection. You can blame it on watching wrestling. And you can say that I'm into myself too much. You can say that I use it as a crutch. But what the hell am I supposed to do when love is rubber and I am glue? And I guess I'm going to die. So I guess I'm going to die. Well, I guess I'm going to die alone. And you can talk about workers' emancipation, but we're still slaves to our impulses, just employing more sophistication and expressing our compulsions. But you can count me out. There's no need to scream and shout. You can aim for something more, but your boyfriend is probably a bore. And I guess I'm going to die. So I guess I'm going to die. Well, I guess I'm going to die alone. And I guess I'm going to die. So I guess I'm going to die. Well, I guess I'm going to die alone.
91.5 WMFO, you're listening to On the Town, Mikey D. And I have a surprise guest here. Hello.
Hi. This is... I was sprung on you.
A little bit. I mean, how do I describe it? He told me, someone that wasn't planned earlier is coming in. And
here
said
I am.
No more.
Well, nice to be sitting here with you, Phil.
Yes.
I'm Adam Glasseye of the band Gunmother.
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 Okay.
Formerly of Reverend Glasseye, before I vanished.
Yeah, why'd you vanish?
Well, it's an interesting story, really. Not that interesting. I moved out of town. I moved to Austin to kind of get a change of scenery.
Okay.
And then, you know, I kind of emotionally crashed and ended up moving to India for a while.
Okay.
Before returning back to Boston. It's kind of like Agent Cooper in Twin Peaks, only 10 years as opposed to 25.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Surprise!
Yeah, dude. Surprise, Adam's back. He's got a new band.
I got a new band. Gunmother is the name of the band. Awful fond of it. It's you know, this whole thing is a journey, right? And Gunmother for me is kind of the perfect next stop on that music making journey.
Okay.
I guess somewhere along the way, after leaving Boston, I kind of came to realize that the success I was looking for was more internal. And everything I've kind of done since then has been to fulfill that goal.
Okay.
So Gunmother...
Is that what led you to Austin and then India, or...?
Well, in a way, right? I mean, I think definitely to India... Yeah, that was what led me there, and led me back here, to be quite honest.
So was there just like I want to say moment of clarity, but it doesn't seem like that. What was it that just made you say, "All right, I got to get back to Boston and gotta like get back to what I was doing before I left"?
Phil, I gave up on clarity years ago. I just go with the chaos. No,
you're in and around here.
Yeah, I had reasons to come back here, and it's great to be back. It's great to see where the music scene has gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it feels right to play music here.
Okay. Did you try to play music elsewhere, or...?
Totally. I kept Reverend Glass Eye going in Austin, and that did pretty all right for a while, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed to take a break.
Okay.
And look at this from a different perspective.
Yeah, so why not revive the Reverend Glass Eye name now?
I have had plenty of former band members who'd agree with that question. Because it doesn't feel right anymore.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like part of me anymore. Which is like the most narcissistic answer I could give you. But I accept that.
I am. So for someone who has no clarity, you sure made it pretty clear about that one. So you got you have an acoustic guitar in front of me.
Yep.
So what are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to play a song called Hispid Hair. And this is about there's a legend about the one of the cavities on the moon is in the shape of a rabbit, and so there's actually a legend that rabbit was gave himself to a wanderer as a meal and was immortalized in the moon. So this is a song about sacrifice.
Okay.
How's that? This is getting...
Wow, that's not clear at all.
And also, Gunmother, the reason I'm here is mm-hmm. that we are playing a show at the Plow and Stars next week.
Excellent.
Which is really nice. We're playing with my friend Ajda of Ajda and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually part of Reverend Glass Eye for a while, so that would be fun.
Right.
Because it's Plow and Stars, and they request a lot of songs. There might be some Reverend Glass Eye songs. You know, for the kids.
Was that mandatory to get the gig?
that's brutally honest, but fair. Yeah, no.
We'd love to book you. I want to hear that tune one more time.
This Gunmother. I don't know about this Gunmother, but Glass Eye.
Yeah.
No, they booked us on our own merits, but I think, you know, since it's going to be a family show.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. There's not enough of those, and I really love playing with people that we've grown musically close to in the past.
Okay.
So that will be a nice treat.
Nice, excellent. So go for it.
All right.
All right.
Stay by my side through the depth of the night. It is quiet and unburdened, and we shall know rest. We shall know rest when the body transformed. Through the courthouse of lust, through the levees of pride. I'd like to confess that my hands are unclean. The things I have done that I cannot redeem. I'd like to be clear of all of these things. So I gave up my body and I wandered alone. A piece in the hole that you've dug in my dreams as the king of jackrabbits. Venture but none will approach. In my dreams as the king of jackrabbits. Free to scream at the moon. In my dreams I'm still king of jackrabbits. Here I have sworn to the grove. I love you so much that it feels like a wound. And as we collide, we are bound to this room. Every experience is bound to this room. I had 25 moments, but nary a home. Nary a home, but too many caves. And too many fires, and too many shades. Just like the hair was thrown to the moon, I give myself to your fire and I'll love you alone. A piece in the hole that you've dug. In my dreams, I'm still king of jackrabbits. Venture but none will approach. In my dreams I'm still king of jackrabbits. Free to scream at the moon. In my dreams I'm still king of jackrabbits. Sworn to the grove. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Give me your darkness, my darling, my dear. Give me your hatred and give me your fear. God disappeared. Give to me everything that you stored here.
waiting for a lifetime of chains. It is only a body, it's supposed to be dragged through 10,000 moments, but nary the same.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. You just heard a great performance here from Adam Glasseye. Ah, my throat. I have lumps in my throat.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's, as I clear my throat on the air.
And it's nice, you know, Gunmother, the new band that we mm-hmm. have, it started as a duet between myself and Georgia Young, who's a member of Brian Carpenter and the Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've known each other for years. She was in Vol of Kittens. She's played a ton with Glasseye. She moved to Austin for a while, and we've never formally started a band.
Oh, okay.
But we were doing this together, so that song sounds twice as pretty with her vocals,
because
she's a prettier singer than I am. And then also we have Ryan Brown, who was in Hoag and in Horse Hands.
Well, you're bringing up bands I haven't heard the names of in a long time.
We're all aged.
You're not supposed to admit that on the air.
You know, I embrace it.
Okay.
I just embrace it. Let's get old and make good music.
There you go. Oh, man. So when is the show again?
The show is August 10th, so next Wednesday. And it's at the Plow and Stars.
Yes, August 10th at the Plow. When are doors?
Oh, man, you're so good. Thank you for reminding me of all these details that I just conveniently forgot. Doors are at 9. It's a free show. The band start around 10.
So who else is playing with you guys?
So it's us and Ajda.
Okay.
And I'll throw in some Reverend Glasseye songs to, you know, sweeten the deal or
nice.
Something.
So if you miss Reverend Glasseye, go to the Plow and Stars next Wednesday, August 10th.
Yeah, and it'll
those
be Reverend
are nine,
Glasseye,
you said?
Stripped down with no other instruments. So you'll either be profoundly disappointed or, you might feel the feels.
Okay. Well, go feel the feels at the Plow and Stars next Wednesday. Thank you so much
for coming in
and surprising me.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Let's... Whoops, I just shut off my own mic. Ha! Let's hit up some Idle Pilot. We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFL. Thank you. 91.5 WMFO. You're listening on the Town with Mikey D. My name is Phil. And we have Miss Paula.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
How's it going?
You know what that means.
I do.
All right.
Okay, ready?
It's time for the concert report.
Okay, ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, then. Beginning with Thursday, August 4th, T-Max's vegetable tour continues at a local farmer's market near you. I grabbed one. He was here in Medford.
Yeah?
A few weeks ago. Yeah.
Nice.
So this time he's going to be in Watertown at the Arsenal on Charles Street. That is at 313 Arsenal Street in Watertown. Dennis Brennan returns to Monotomy Grill in Arlington. This is a great date place. If you want to bring a date, have a romantic dinner, listen to some Dennis Brennan and do some dancing. It's a lovely, lovely time. Julie Rhodes and TJ Kong and the Atomic Bomb are at Atwood's in Cambridge. Sky Jelly is at Once. We recommend you get there early and have some dinner. Start your weekend early.
Oh, yeah.
Perchance.
Definitely.
Yeah, get there early and eat, drink, and be merry. Sky Jelly is playing with Emerald in Sadha. Okay?
Sadha.
Sadha. And on Friday, August 5th, the Knockups, Galactic Perimeter, the Foxfires, and the Mad Clatter are at PA's Lounge in Somerville. Okay, the social event of the season. Are you ready?
Yes.
Power Slut, album release party with Viva Gina, Carissa Johnson, and Baluchatherium.
Baluchatherium.
I love to say that, Baluchatherium. This is happening at Out of the Blue 2 Gallery and more. I was told there will be cookies and tons of merch, so go to the social...
Well, I would think so, with an album release.
Yeah, there's going to be tons of merch, so you can get the CD and T-shirts and buttons and stickers.
I've seen the pictures of the CDs. I want a CD.
I do, too. Are you going?
Which day is it?
Friday.
Remind me again?
Friday. Day after tomorrow.
Yes, I just might. Yes, yes, yes.
And then there's Axe Monkey, Steve Walther Orchestra, and Dragon Bangers are at Sally O'Brien's. Now, in my research, I've noticed that there's a lot of other stuff happening because it's summertime I'm not going to tell you about on the air, but several people are hosting gatherings this weekend, barbecues and whatnot at their homes and various places. So
yeah,
I'm
working all weekend. I'm kind of peeved about that.
So you can't go to any of the several gatherings that we've been invited to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, after you get home from your gathering,
yeah,
you're going to go out.
Of course.
You're going to go out to Muck in the Myers.
Yeah.
An Electric Mess. The Evil Streaks and the Sprained Ankles are at Sally O'Brien's Saturday night.
Nice.
Sounds fun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Also, the social event of the season, part two. Night one at Once, the Boston Rock Opera.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. I can't even read this.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Stardust to Black Star, The Lives of David Bowie. This is a concert dedicated to the life of our beloved David.
Mm-hmm.
With an amazing lineup. Oh, my God. It's going to take me all night to read all these names. Melissa Gibbs, Andrea Gillis, John Pohida, Gene Dante, Eric Mantone, C. Moon Mullins, and Michelle Yvette Poolhouse, and more. That's only on the first night.
Yeah.
There's more.
There is more.
Yeah.
We chatted with them last week.
We did. They were here.
I know.
And I don't know anything about David Bowie compared to those two. I thought I knew everything. No, I didn't think I knew everything, but now I know nothing. Oh,
we could have spent the entire 3 hours talking about Bowie.
And look at you. You knew everything part two.
Pretty much.
Because I'm older, so I knew all the first stuff.
The last 20 years of his career.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I felt so smart after. Okay, so what else we got? Oh, yeah, Modo and the Stigmatics. Now, this is their debut at Tavern at the End of the World. Not Modo. Modo I've seen 1,000 times, but the Stigmatics. It's their, I think Tony Kaye is in that band. Of course, Tony Kaye is in every band, but he's in that one, too. So go check him out, Tavern at the End of the World. In Charlestown, bands play late but get there early and enjoy a frosty cold beverage from their vast menu or order something off the menu. It's all good. This is the premier, I said that, of the Stigmatics and Moto. Just plain rocks. Go check it out. Oh, speaking of farmers markets, Bird Mancini is playing in Roslindale. I love Bird Mancini.
Roslindale.
Yes, I've never been. But
I lived there for 8 years.
Did you? You should go back. You should go back to the farmers market.
The farmers market.
And check it out. Check out Bird Mancini. They're awesome. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Field Day, Pete Weiss and the Tornado Riders are at Plow and Stars. The Only Humans, Four Point Restraints, Surprise Party, and Taylor and Tiffany are at the Can Tab downstairs at Club Bohemia. Then, this just in, the Middle East downstairs. This is part two, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Eye Pistol.
Yes.
Jones Landing, Drunken Monkeys, and more. And you know who the more is.
Yeah, I had read them off earlier.
Oh, did I put you on the spot? I'm sorry.
Kinda.
I'm sorry. Let's just go with and more.
Yes.
I love Ann Moore.
Ann Moore.
They're great. and then we have Sunday, night two at Once Ballroom. This is a repeat performance, but I'm going to name the rest of the performance.
Yes. All right. There you go.
Because I just couldn't fit them all on night one, so I'm sharing them with night two. If you missed it on Saturday, you have another chance. Go back. You can go on Sunday. Let's see. The other musicians and artists are, okay, Russ Gershon, who is here.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie Hauer, Brooks, Phil Aiken, Linda Vience, Mick Mondo, goddamn Glenn, the Glow Twins, Peter Moore, and so many more. I can't do it. I can't name everybody. There's musicians. Aww. I'm sorry. I couldn't write them all, but you can go to the Facebook page and
of
look.
Course.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to
Stardust short a black
anybody,
star.
But...
Just look it up on Facebook, Stardust a Black Star.
A lot of people made it possible.
Yes,
so be
a
there
lot
and,
of people.
And you won't regret it.
No,
all
they
things
won't.
David Bowie. It's going to be fantastic. up in Salem, there's a little something happening at a Pig's Eye. This is kind of exciting for my friend. She is an up-and-coming new photographer, and she's got some art hanging on the walls and a Pig's Eye. So go support this event called Music for the Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an afternoon thing starting at 4 o'clock. Richard Cambridge is at the Lizard. Sarah Levesque claims the 4 o'clock spot at the Plow. And now we have Sunday. Les Gutos has a residency every Sunday for August and September at the Burn Back Room.
Nice.
Yeah, Sarah Levesque is at the Plow on Sunday also. And Monday, I crammed this all in, The Spiritual Bat with Dream Child, Me, O'Hara, and Antidote for Annie are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. Marley Mondays continue at Sally O'Brien's with the Duppy Conquerors. Always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday at the Plow. I've been hearing great things about Attack of Le Pigeon. Le Pigeon. Which is an organ trio. One organ, three guys.
Okay.
All right then.
Yeah.
Americana Sunday continues with Greg Klein at Thunder Road. Josh Buckley with Lawrence Scudder. And the Silks are at the Lizard. And... Wednesday, August 9th, he was just sitting right here. Adam Glasseye is going to be at the Plow. Is that what?
Gunmother.
Gunmother.
Is going to be at the Plow.
Okay. Gunmother.
That's his new band.
That's his new band. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. I was just getting comfy in my chair, so I didn't really. But I knew he said something about him being
nice
there. Do you know who's going to be on this show next week?
Who's going to be on this show next week?
I don't know. Do you?
You should totally know that.
I was locked out. I'm sorry, but we're working on getting me logged in to the site again.
Oh, you got blocked out?
Mm.
That's a shame.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, thank you, Miss Paula, for the
My
concert
pleasure.
Report. Yes.
See you out Yo there. Have fun, everybody.
Yes, she's going to be out at every show.
I am.
With
I'm busy.
With,
I gotta leave right
little,
now.
With a little less cast.
I got my cast off.
Yes.
Woohoo.
And complete with tan line.
I know. I'm gonna fix that tomorrow.
All right, there you go. All right, let's hear some Horse Mode. 91.5 WMFO.
understand why it had to end. But I don't really think that you do. The guy that you adore, already spoken for. And he's not gonna leave her for you. When your heart is closed, there's no other way you'll fall. Never thought that I could hate someone, I don't know. You left me feeling empty. What a sad waste of your 20s. What a sad waste of your 20s. Good luck with your 30s.
WMFO. That was Power Slut from their latest record, The Second Coming. That is Sad Waste of Your 20s. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Gretchen and the Pickpockets.
Sound of your from you. I just don't want your sweet, 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 sweet love. Oh, I've been looking up every night, the stars above. I'm just a witch for you, yeah, yeah. When I come back home, 'cause you're all I want, you're all I need. All I wanna get from you is some of your sweet love. Sweet, sweet, yeah. Come on, you sweet.
Song is called Don't Let Go. Oh, he was 18 years old. Never left his home, a speck of gold. And his mommy would lie, and his daddy would cry, and he would sit in his room all alone, just wishing that he'd die. Sucker for the only thing that came in his dream. Oh, so he'd sit in his room, constantly counting to the time of his doom. And he wondered why he never got up and tried. But he was sitting in his room all alone, just wishing that he'd die. Sucker for the only thing that came in his dreams. Oh, his dreams, they would fight, and the fear pulled him down, and he'd try to get up, and he'd try, and he'd try, and he'd try. So he'd sit in his room, constantly counting to the time of his doom. And he wondered why he never got up and tried, but he would sit in his room all alone. Sucker for the only thing that came in his dreams. All right, we are Gretchen and the Pickpockets, and this next song is called Get the Rock. Take me home with you, 'cause I know you're gonna put some good music on the stereo. All I want is to move and groove and get down with you. Yeah, you can run, yeah, you can slide, but you can do what you gotta do. Just so long as you got the groove. People everywhere on Saturday night do the same thing. Yeah, yeah, they get the rock. They get the funk now. Oh, they get the rock. Oh, no, they get the funk. Make some room for me, 'cause you know I gotta really, really move my feet, yeah. I
come on, come on, come on. We get the rock down. Uh-oh. All right, we are Gretchen and the Pickpockets. We have a show coming up this Saturday in Rhode Island at the Knickerbocker, so make sure to check us out there. This next song is called Love You Forever.
To our
once again, we are Gretchen and the Pickpockets. We are recording a new album this fall, and so a lot of these songs are old, but a lot of them are new. This next song is called Take Flight. Keep my eyes wide open.